During the book of Zechariah, we're up to what's called the fifth chapter, the ninth pasuk. And Zechariah now describes, Va'esa'enai va'ere. I lifted my eyes and I saw, V'inei shetayim nashim yotzeot v'ruach b'chanfehen. Two women came out, and these two women are representative of Babylon and Kastim, the two empires that united, that joined forces to come and destroy the temple. So he looks at the vision, he looks at the temple, and he sees two women coming out of the temple, and there is wind in their wings, and they have two wings like the wings of the chasida bird. So it looks as though they're being led swiftly, as though the wind is tied to their wings. And they have long wings and wide wings, like the bird that's called the chasida. I don't know what bird that is.
The stork.
The stork, okay. Now, previously, he had described that there is an eifah, eifah is a measurement, and there was a woman that represented all of wickedness sitting within that measurement. And now these two women who have wings like storks, you said, Vatisena eta eifah bein haaretz uvein hashamayim, and they lifted that measurement, the eifah, with the woman in it. And the woman is representative of sin, that woman. And they carried that woman within that measurement, and they're carrying her hovering between heaven and earth. And that's an allusion to the exile of Judea, that these two kingdoms exiled them. They took them out. So that's the idea of the eifah being carried out swiftly. And that's how Babylon took out the Jews into exile. And this is alluding also to the idea that when the temple would be rebuilt, the Jews didn't come back. The Jews of Babylon remained out in Babylon. It was as though they were still in the being held by these two women, with wings that represent those two empires. So I said to the angel who was explaining to me all these visions, I said to him, where are they taking that measurement, the eifah? Where are they taking it to?
Vayomer elai livnot lavayit be'eretz shinar.
So the angel told me they're taking her out to build her a permanent residence out in Babylon. And that's the idea of those that had been exiled. And when the redemption came, when the time came to rebuild the temple, they weren't interested in coming back. So these two women that represent the two kingdoms of Babel and Kasdim, they're taking her out to build her a permanent home out in Eretz Shinar. And Eretz Shinar in Tanakh is a reference to Babylon. Vehuchan vehunicha sham al mechunata, and she prepared herself out there outside Israel. She prepared herself homes, and she's not interested in coming back. And so she will remain there, and she won't come back. And she will be destroyed with the ultimate destruction of the second temple. So they're taking the eifah out there to Babylon with her, because the eifah represents the sin, and the sin in this case was that they didn't want to come back when it was time to rebuild the temple. So they're taking that measurement out to Babylon with representing the idea that Hashem will pay them back an eye for an eye, so to speak. They wanted to stay in their homes out in Babylon and did not want to make the trek back to Israel to rebuild the temple. So Hashem will leave them there with permanence until the time comes to destroy them with permanence outside in Babylon. And then I looked up again and I saw four chariots coming out from between the two mountains, Ve'harim harei nechoshet. And the mountains were as though the mountains were copper mountains. So the idea is these chariots represent the four kingdoms. The four kingdoms that would have great dominance in the world. And they're coming between mountains of copper, representing the idea that they're coming out with strength. Now there's a very interesting Rashi in the previous Pasuk. Rashi says, Rashi over here quotes Medrash that's on Tehillim. And what? No, Rashi says, I saw in the Medrash Tehillim that the four kingdoms that would dominate Israel would all be in pairs. Bavel with Kasdim, Madai and Paras, Yavan and Mukdon, Edom and Yishmael. The idea of these two women being a pair, the two women that come and take out the woman that represents sin, is the idea that there would always be pairs that pounce against us. Throughout our history, there were nations that united in their efforts to conquer the world and in their efforts to conquer us. So there was always the axis, there was always the grouping of nations that came against us. In the destruction of the first temple, it was Bavel and Kasdim. In the period of the second temple, it was the Madai and Paras, the Medes and the Persians that united. Then in the period of the Hasmoneans, it was Yavan and Mukdon, the Greeks and the Macedons that united. And then finally, the final exile is under Edom and Yishmael. So that's a Medrash in Tehillim that Rashi quotes over here. So now he witnesses four chariots coming out from between copper mountains. B'merkava harishona susim adumim. The first chariot, he sees red horses tied to the chariot, and that's a reference to the Babylonian Empire. And that's because the Babylonian Empire is referred to as the Golden Empire, and their gold used to shine to the point where it looked red. So that's why they have red horses leading the chariots. Uva merkava hashinit susim shechorim. And in the second chariot, he saw black horses, and that's a reference to the period of Haman, the period of the Persian Empire, where the Jews, their faces blackened for the real and imminent danger of annihilation, where Haman was the first to have all the Jews under one kingdom, and there was a threat to all the Jews when he made a decree against them. Uvamerkavah shelishit susim levanim, and in the third chariot there were white horses. And that's a reference to the Greek Empire, because they always used to dress in beautiful white clothing. They worshipped the body. They were always about making everything beautiful. And in the fourth chariot, there were horses who were birudim. And we discussed earlier in the book that it's not clear what birudim means. Could be birudim means with spots. And this fourth chariot represents Yishmael and Rome. Together they're going to rule over the world. And yeah. Birudim, what? Okay. Okay, so far. But they're united against us. Look, there isn't another country in the world that received as much money from the UN or the European Union. There isn't any humanitarian situation in the world that received as much as the Palestinian cause for as long a time. You have to ask yourself why. You know, the UN resolutions provide that humanitarian aid is limited so that people will be encouraged to get on their own feet. It's limited to 2 years, to 4 years. It has a limitation. The Palestinians have been getting for decades, more than any other people. And they're in a much better state than most of the humanitarian situations in the world. I don't know if there's another situation that comes close to the level they live on. Why are they getting so much money?
They live better than many Israelis.
Yeah.
With nicer cars.
And life is cheaper there.
Most likely, Israeli, yeah, which wasn't known by that. I mean, what's the explanation according to this?
I'm saying I think that the intention of the European nations is to weaken us. I don't think they care for the Palestinians. Because if they cared about humanity, then look throughout Africa. There are a lot of people suffering much more than them. Edom. Edom. Ordinarily, we assume that the Edomites exiled into the territories that became Christian.
And that Edom Yishmael, that's still in effect, is what you're saying.
Yeah, we say that's the final one. Yeah. Yes, but like the Ramban and others write, that the Midrashim referred to Rome later on as the Christians, because the Rome of then, the Edom of then, was exiled into those territories.
So Edom
has been scattered throughout what today we would call the Christian countries.
It used to be in the Negev, right?
Yeah. So the reason that the Yishmaelim are represented by the spotted animals is because they have some spots that are good. Those are the spots that they still have a tradition from Avram. They still circumcise. So there's something positive that they've held on to. And the amutzim, those that seem so healthy, are those horses that represent Rome, because they're the ones who Rashi says he's not sure how you translate amutzim. The Targum says that they're like ash. And the idea is that they're the ones that burnt the temple, so that's why their horses are like ash. So I called out to the angel who was explaining to me, and I said, what am I seeing? I see four chariots, I see four types of horses coming out from between two copper mountains. What does it represent? So the angel answered and said to me, Eile arba'a ruchot ha-shamayim yotzeot mehityatzev al adon kol ha'aretz. These forces will travel the four directions of the world, arba'a ruchot ha-shamayim, and they will rule over the world during their time. They will be the empire in the world, and they are all yotzeot, they're all coming out from Mehityatzev al adon kol haaretz, from having stood before the master of the earth, and they were each granted the right to have dominion for a time. Each of them was granted that power, and that's why you see them coming out from between the mountains. Asher ba hasusim hashechorim yotzeim el eretz tzafon. The chariot you saw with black horses, they're the chariot that's going to the north. They're going to Babylon, that was north of Israel, and they're going there to take over Babylon, as the Persian and Medo Empire did. They overtook the Babylonian Empire. Ve'halevanim yatzu'u el achareihem, and the white horses that are following behind, those are the horses that represent the Greek Empire, that they will overtake the Persian Med Empire. Ve'haberudim yatzu'u el eretz hateiman. And then the horses that are spotted that represent the Yishmaelim, they're going out to the south, and that's to give Yishmael the rulership over the south. And notice that over here it doesn't describe them as following after them, because the Yishmaelim, they never overtook the Greek Empire. The one that's going to overtake the empire, the Greek Empire, is the Roman Empire. And that's the Roman Empire is descendants. They're an offshoot of the Greek Empire. Vehamutzim yatzu.
You want? Would the Ottomans be considered part of Yishmael?
Yeah.
והמוציאים יצאו ויבקשו ללכת להתהלך בארץ.
And then you have those dark horses that represent Rome, and they went out and they're looking where to travel throughout the land.
ללכת להתהלך בארץ, ויאמר לכו התהלכו בארץ.
They are seeking to travel and conquer the land, and Hashem said to them, you go conquer, you also will have a portion in conquering. And they are different than the other nations because they won't meet the quick destruction that the other nations did. And so they started conquering to the point where they also ruled over Yishmaeli territory. I don't know if that's a part of the prophecy that came true or will come true. I don't know. Parts of it, yeah.
The Romans controlled North Africa and Turkey and I think Italy, Syria.
Neither one of these are the Israelites, right?
Yeah, not yet. The other one's the Ishmaelites. This is the Romans.
The Yishmaelim are the Amutzim, are the Birudim, those which are spotted. So the black ones are going to conquer the spotted ones, meaning Edom is ultimately going to overtake Yishmael. There are midrashim like that. There are midrashim that it's all going to lead up to a war between those two, which could have been understood as the Crusades, and then Edom is going to be victorious. But we say that all these prophecies have multiple possibilities of interpretation, and a lot of it is up to us. And then he called me loudly, and he said to me, "Re'ei hayotzeim el eretz tzafon, hinichu et ruchi be'eretz tzafon." Look at those who went to the north, those who went to Babylon, and that is the Persians that went to destroy Babylon. They left my wind, they left my spirit, they left my anger that I had at Babylon. They left it there because Hashem says I wanted to destroy Babylon after what Babylon did to Israel. And next we're going to see, Be'ezrat Hashem, next time the continuation of the prophecy of what's going to happen out in Babylon in the future of Israel. We'll see that, Be'ezrat Hashem, next time.